It's past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. We head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Tracette Hillman, who is the director of A Christmas Story, which will open in Abbeville at the Abbey Players Theater later this month on Thursday, November 30th. I think we're all amazed when November comes that people start talking about the holidays. I was standing behind someone in a coffee line, and we were talking about the flavors, and she goes, "Well, it's the holidays. I'm going to have all these flavors." I thought, really, it's the holidays on November 5th?
That's when they start.
But people start feeling it, don't they? Yeah. And I'm sure that as you start talking about A Christmas Story, all kinds of memories will come up and people will be really excited because they're starting to want to feel that holiday spirit. So it's going to... There is a play. I think many of us remember the television version of it, but mm-hmm. there is also a play version that you are directing. Which came first? I know there was the novel, there was the little book, and then the movie was made. Was the play created after that?
Yes, yeah. It was. Mm-hmm. It was okay. Definitely created after, and it was done during the 1930s.
Okay.
You'll find if you come to our show that we've changed it a little bit to be in the 1980s. A couple things for that. The 30s was the Great Depression, as you know, and this is a comedy. Mm-hmm. So we wanted it mm-hmm. to be a lot lighter and fun. Mm-hmm. And I love shows from the 1980s, all the great comedies, the Golden Girls, and mm-hmm. all the fun comedies were there. So we decided to make it into the 1980s, which I think will play very well in our theater.
Well, for those people, it's hard to imagine who they are, but who have not seen A Christmas Story, just kind of sketch out the story for us, whatever era it's set in, the basic story.
Well, it's still basic anyway. Yeah. Any era that it's in, it's still cute and sweet and mm-hmm. fun. Mm-hmm. It's basically about this little boy, Ralphie, who is wanting this BB gun for Christmas. And everyone in his life, his teacher, his mom, Santa Claus, they're all telling him that he can't have it because he'd shoot his eye out. So that's a famous line from the play. And he does all these great things, like putting out ads for the BB gun in different places, writing an essay for his class, and thinking that he's really going to get this BB gun. And in the end, you'll find out what happens. But it's a very sweet journey of him wanting this special toy for Christmas. And I think a lot of kids can relate to that because, you know, they all want something sweet for Christmas, that one special thing. And they can go on this journey with him and see that miracles do happen.
And especially at a certain age. So how old is Ralphie?
He's 11 years old.
He's 11 years mm-hmm. old. And the strength and the charm of the story also depends, of course, on Ralphie, but the cast of characters
yes.
that surround him
yes.
and try to impede his miracle desire. But they're all of them have a charm to them as well. So I assume that even though you've set it in the 80s, mm-hmm. they're still all of the basic characters
yeah.
surrounding him. Maybe mention all of those people who are...
Well, there's Flick and Schwartz, his two best friends. Mm-hmm. They're two cute, adorable little boys who go on this journey with him. You have Miss Shields, who's kind of like their school teacher, but an advocate against the BB gun. She tells him that he'll shoot his eye out. She goes through a fantasy scene or two with Ralphie and the gun. You have the narrator, who's the older version of Ralphie. His name is Matthew Heyer. He's a student here at UL. And then you have Mom and Dad, who have their own special little, you know, entanglement. The mom is really against the BB gun. The dad is kind of on the fence with it. And then you have the little brother, Randy, who's just, you know, falls
adorable.
Asleep all the time and puts food all over his face. Mm-hmm. And so you'll find that you have a great eclectic group of participants in this play. You have a bully in the play, which we've chosen to make a girl. We thought that was a little different. And then you also have these fantasy scenes, which are great, where Ralphie goes like into the woods with his friends. They get lost, but he comes out and rescues them with his BB gun. You have a fantasy scene where I can't really tell you, but, you know, his mom in the soap, mm-hmm. if you've seen the play, you know mm-hmm. that he says this word and his mom yeah. punishes him by putting a bar of soap in his mouth. And then you go into a fantasy scene from there, which is rather sweet and cute and fun. And so there's a lot of different elements to the play that, you know, when I was directing it, and I'm still directing it,
yes.
while I'm directing it, I wanted to make it fun and sweet. So That's what we're shooting for. Okay.
So how did you incorporate elements of the 80s shows in there? Is it just the setting, the costumes?
The setting and the costumes. We didn't go back to the 30s for costumes. Okay. Like, we didn't do the old, you know, suspenders and all those things. But we, you know, we're using cowboy outfits, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the clothing, I wasn't real specific about go back to the 30s. Mm-hmm. I said we can go up to the 80s. So you'll see the kids normal, you know, pretty modernized in the setting. We do have a piece of furniture from one of those eras. But the furniture is pretty basic and 80s-like. Okay.
Did you include any references, sort of 80s references? Did you change any of the lines?
No,
but it just has an 80s feel to it. Yeah,
I'm going with the 80s.
Okay. Do you have like a laugh track?
That would be fun, but I think the laughter is really going to come from inside
from the
theater.
Audience,
yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Since the characters are so important and so important to get just that right feeling for these characters, that must have been an interesting thing to hold auditions.
Yes.
To get the right people.
It was. I mean, initially I knew who I wanted my Ralphie to be. And I think I centered the characters around that. I think it's essential when you're casting to find that one that you're going to play off of. And so I found that in my Ralphie. And then I went around him and kind of, you know, picked all my actors around that. I got lucky in finding Ralph, the older version, because I was down to right before starting rehearsals and we didn't have a Ralph. And that line is very crucial because he's the narrator and he speaks throughout the entire play.
Right.
It's a very heavy load to have. Mm-hmm. So I'm really fortunate to have a UL student who's a theater major be able to come in and step into that part. So, yeah. But I'm really happy with the cast we have. They have great chemistry. We have fun. We rehearse 3 days out of the week and one day on the weekend. They're kids. I don't want to keep them in late. Mm-hmm, and, you know, we're in by 6, out by 8, and we have a good time.
I'm sure people listening have quite a lot of questions because in their minds they're remembering the gags and remembering the images, you know, that they have. I don't know if the play includes all of the ones that we saw in the movie, like the flagpole.
Yes, the flagpole scene is there.
The flagpole.
It is there and it's fun.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And the leg lamp.
We definitely have a leg lamp, as you can see it. In the little poster that I gave you, it's in the background.
Ah, okay.
So we do have the leg lamp.
Yes, okay. Certain things just it wouldn't be Christmas without.
Exactly. We even have real life buoy soap.
Oh, okay. Where did you, okay.
Amazon.
Yeah, okay. You could find that. I mean, it wouldn't be the right scene without that soap.
We have the Red Ryder BB gun, the original.
All of that.
So I really kept it true to what you saw in the movie and what makes it so special to a lot of people's hearts.
Right.
I mean, a lot of adults still love that movie.
Yes.
So I really wanted to keep it the same and special. Every single gag, every single element of it, props-wise, I really wanted to make it come to life for people. And we have a real Santa Claus.
Okay. Of course, it has to be real.
Yes.
If you are just tuning in and finding yourself charmed by this play, it is A Christmas Story, the Christmas classic that was, it was first a novel and then became the movie and a play. And you have the opportunity to see the play directed by my guest, Tricette Hillman. It will open in Abbeville on Thursday, November 30th. And you usually open, I think, with a patron's evening. So there's kind of a special night where there's a dinner. Is there going to be any special food that might have to do with the
turkey? Well, we were going to go with turkey. As you know, there is that gag with the Bumpus Hounds.
Right.
And we figured that right after Thanksgiving, people would be done with turkey. So we are really doing a pot roast, a roast of some sort with a lot of the fixings. And it will be, we're decorating the lobby full on Christmas, so you'll really get that Christmas feel when you walk in. We'll have holiday music playing all along. We even have the big Fragile box, the crate that will be sitting in the lobby when you come in, and possibly a leg lamp. So we're decorating full out.
Well, what's not to love about that? So when did you first see A Christmas Story? When did you experience it first? Were you a child or?
No. You want me to be really honest with you?
You haven't seen the movie?
I saw the movie after they asked me to direct it.
Oh, look at there. So what was that experience like? Did you read the play first?
Read the play.
You had read the play.
Because I had a copy of the script. Mm-hmm. So I read the play and then I said, oh, there's a lot going on in this play.
Yeah.
And so I chose to rent it on Amazon. And I rented it And, you know, you rent it one time and it goes away, I think, after, what, 30 days maybe. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I said, I have to buy this because I have to keep going back to it so I can just kind of get some ideas.
Right.
And that's what I did. And I still have it. I own it today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great piece of work.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned to you off air that Fox is actually doing a live production of this play on the last night of our show, which is December 17th in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you make it out. If you don't, catch the live version on Fox.
That's right. Or go see the play first.
Come see
and,
the play.
You'll have lots of opportunities. You can watch the movie, see the play, and then...
And then critique it and let me know what you think.
That's right. So over all of these repeated, you know, viewings and actually directing the play, what is your takeaway from the play? You know, I think some people, we all love it, but we're not really sure. But you did say you think it's a great work. So what is it about it that you really value?
You know, this is my first time directing. It's my directorial debut. So, you know, for me, it's really special because I get to work with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had never... I've done assistant directing work where I've worked with children, but, you know, it's that bond of the cast and the bond of the, you know, the people that you're with every day during rehearsal that makes it special. So it's really fun watching their characters come to life. It's fun taking them on this journey and being on the journey together. And for me, that's the special part and something I'll always take away, whether this be my first directing gig or the next one. That's something that I'll always cherish. And it's beautiful because it's around the holidays and it's, right. you know, just a gift in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, Tracette Hillman is directing A Christmas Story. The Abbey Players are presenting this as their holiday offering. And I know that over the years, people remember very special holiday performances at the Abbey. And it's a treat to go to Abbeville. If you're not from Abbeville, from the surrounding areas, it's a really nice opportunity to go to Abbeville and see the town square and the beautiful old buildings and attend a play like this in that town, that very special town. How many performances will you all have?
We're having 9 total.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it runs.
So premiering with the patrons evening.
Yes.
And you can find out more about that evening on the website, abbeyplayers.com.
Abbeyplayers.com.
All right. Best
yes.
place to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also reserve tickets for any of the other performances at that site as well.
Yes.
So do you feel like you will continue directing plays after this experience?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
so. I have one in mind. I'm just waiting for it to become available.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll have you back on when that one is available.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on today.
We can all enjoy your directorial debut starting on November 30th. 9 performances of A Christmas Story at the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. Thank you so much, Tracette.
Thank you.